This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
McDaniel's going to the paint to score. He's not going to pass.
Lawrence bumped inside. Count the bucket. They're going to get Diani. That'll be his second.
One of the highlights of today's action from the Georgia game. Just so in love with this spreadsheet that Joe just did. I think I've been to 22 of these places.
Wow, you counted already. I did not. I did not do that.
I'm
distracted by a minor crisis, which maybe I'll talk about. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was counting them in my head, walking around during the break, and now I'm looking at the list.
Yeah.
And not that many are for Sabres games. Like, I was at the Capitals Arena for this, for the NCAA tournament.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm just going by, like, if I've set foot, I set foot in the Boston Garden. I met a friend there, but I never went to a game. Counting it. Bam. It's two different lists. It's the ones where you've actually been inside, and then I'm not counting the Forum, because I drove past the Forum and was at a stoplight and looked at it, but it did not go
into the parking lot. Yeah, I'm not going to give you that, and I don't even want to really give you the Garden.
Well,
I mean, you didn't go to an event there?
No, I didn't go to anything. There, just to meet a friend who was there. Didn't even really look into the bowl.
You weren't there then.
It was barely in there.
Yeah.
Barely.
That doesn't count. You've been to the new place, though, in Boston, right?
I have. For a Sabres game, for...
I have not been to the new place. I've been to
the Bandits.
I was at the Garden, but I've not been to the new place.
Or it wasn't the Bandits. It was the Nighthawks. I did a lacrosse game there against Boston. Overtime game, by the way, Bulldog, before you ask. If the game was decided in regulation, it was not. Frank is with us. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling.
No problem. So I'm just curious as to why we would re-sign Bryson after the past season. And then I saw a post by Joe Marino, and he said that he's got fingers crossed that we don't just roll it back next year and hope this wasn't a fluke. And as for a bad choice in the draft, I just hope we don't trade up with somebody in our own division that comes back to bite us. So I just want to hear your opinion.
Or conference, for that matter, like last year with Kansas City, not in our division. But, yeah, I heard somebody make that same point earlier today. I was listening to the morning show, and they used that same phrasing about the division with Kansas City. I'm like, they're not the division. They're in the conference. They're in our way, but it's not the division.
Anyway, it wasn't Frank?
No, I don't think it was Frank. I don't remember now, but anyway, maybe it was oddity that he would have said called us twice in the day, or that two different people would have made that same mistake. But anyway, yeah, Bryson, I don't know. We talked a little bit about it earlier, and I don't even care. Fine, he's your seventh or eighth defenseman. That's it. Okay, great. Move on. As far as what they're going to do, I mean, I don't know. It's possible they find another partner to make the kind of trade they just made with Cousins and Norris. It'd be nice if Norris could actually play more than a couple of games before missing time, which is the problem with him, which is definitely why Ottawa wanted to move him. But I assume that's why they wanted to move him. I shouldn't say definitely, because it could have been something else I don't know about. But he's had a tough injury ride, same shoulder, three surgeries, ouch. Don't know what's bothering him now. But maybe you can do that. But I'm always on guard at this time of the year for all the talk about we're coming together and everyone, we love each other and all that. I mean, there was plenty of we love each other early in the year. It just didn't really show up on the ice when guys were lying there bleeding and players just ignored it. But that's improved. But all the talk at this time of the year makes me nuts. There's nothing at stake. I think it's one thing to play your best when, you know, you're just riding it out and you want to feel good going into the summer because, you know, you had maybe a good stretch run or something and everybody's coming together. It's another thing to do it when it really matters, when the standings still are relevant to your existence. And this team, I think year over year, has loosened up and played maybe their best hockey when it hasn't mattered. And conversely, has been pretty tight and prone to long losing skids that annihilate any hope you realistically have for the season when the stakes are big. So I don't know if that's going to change, but I understand why someone who follows the team or analyzes the team and talks about the team would say they're bracing for them to just run it back. Because, like you said when we were talking before Greenway and Zucker both resigned, if they do that, where are the spots that are available? And this came up again briefly earlier, and I said, well, a full year of Kulik is, you know, will be different. And he's been promising, although he's out with a concussion currently. Norris is a big add if he can get on the ice. There's always an if or a but. I don't know how much more you should expect them to do, especially if they finish strong. I don't think the GM is going to get fired. I don't think they would have let him make the Norris for Cousins trade if that were going to be the case. That can change. The owner can be temperamental about that. Maybe Kevin Adams will do something that offends him in the spring or summer, and they'll move on him. But I understand why you'd be worried about them just running it back.
Well, even this move with Bryson does more of that. It's just, why did it have to happen? I think the Sabres think they're making a bigger point that's important. Because of their own failures in messaging and also, more importantly, being attractive in the first place to their own players, to other players, like this whole thing. Adams, I think, at least in terms of the image of the Sabres, didn't help when he went into his palm trees thing, right? Like, so what they've done, and Adams, I would say, I appreciate that. When he's been on with us, like, he explains it, and he's done it honestly, and he's backed it up. He wanted to keep Greenway, and he wanted to keep Zucker, and it wasn't like necessarily obvious that they should do those things, and they did. So he wasn't just giving us a speech. And then Bryson is a version of this too. It's all one more thing in the offseason that you can't do to change a team that is right now last in the conference and going for a 14th straight season without even making the playoffs. I mean, that's just incredible. And if I had that, and I didn't have this cloud over my head about whether I can attract players that I may have put there myself even, I would want the most flexibility I could have to make changes. And these moves each give you less and less. So right now they have one UFA, Reimer. That's it. They signed Zucker, they signed Greenway, Bryson was another one, and you've got a half dozen or so restricted free agents like Paterka,
okay,
who will be interesting, and also Quinn, and I don't know what I want to do there. That also kind of came and went.
That's got to be – Paterka could be a big deal. Like, Paterka could qualify for some level of what they did with Thompson and Cousins. I don't know if it has to reach. Well, it might reach those numbers just because of, you know, inflation. Because he's not flashed to the extent that those guys had by that point when they got their deals. But I would understand wanting to lock him up. I think he's still got a lot of promise. Quinn.
People talk trades with him though. Like, he's in the speculation.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to make of that. You know, he would be an attractive piece. He, you know, to me, and he doesn't even have, you know, the baggage of Cousins being a ghost for 2 years running. And you saw what you were able to get for him, although, again, it's not in the lineup and who knows. But Paterka, you could do well, I think, if you can find the right match, right? It's got to be a guy that doesn't have no move. Like, it's the world is not your oyster in this situation. But he could be attractive, but I think if he gets re-signed, you're looking at, you know, $6-7 million a year, I think. And I think that's warranted with today's prices. Quinn, to me, has got to be like a bridge 1 or 2 year thing, because he just has not been the same player. He's been the same player he was, but it was such a short amount of time to even say that. But I think it's fair to wonder if he's ever going to be the player that you thought he was going to be because of the injuries. Those can be very hard to come back from. Maybe another offseason of training, he comes back here and hits it, and he looks more like the guy that showed so much promise. But we're a long ways from, oh, we're going to use all our cap room re-signing all of our guys. Like, he was prominent on that list when Adams made that point, I think. And I don't think he should figure into that at all.
Quinn.
Yeah.
Also, there's McLeod. 25, nice season. There's him.
He's an RFA coming up?
Yep.
Oh, geez. I was hoping he was under. That's been a success story. He's been good for them.
Well, I've got 10 forwards under contract for next year already. Without McLeod, without Paterka, without Quinn, without anybody new. I've got five defensemen under contract for next year already, without Byram. I think signing Byram to what market rate would be a tremendous mistake. Maybe they can move Samuelson. He's not super expensive. He's locked up for 5 or 6 more years, 4.2. It's not great, but it's not, you know, gouge your eyes out.
That salary shouldn't be a horrendous. It's not horrendous. And that's the best I can do.
It's not horrendous. That's what I'm saying, too. And you've got Lukanen for 4 more years, and then presumably Levi, but that's one. Like, you have almost no openings, and that was part of the plan here with Zucker and Greenway and now Bryson. Like, this was what I think the Sabres felt like they needed to do. Individual players, sure, is always the argument you can make, but I think there was a bigger purpose to it.
Well,
and this is the result.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have almost no flexibility, relatively speaking, on a team finishing last.
Unless you can find trade partners, right. I have some sympathy for him and them. Again, like, they've made the situation, and I definitely think he made it worse with the palm trees and taxes news conference. I mean, that was just a horrible thing to put out yourself to get people talking about and thinking about within the league. Just awful. So that definitely hurts. But given where they're standing now, like, he can't go back in time and fix that. And nor can he change the outcome of the Eichel decision they made about the surgery and all the things that I think are hurting them from an image standpoint within the league, with players. So you've got guys who are willing to stay here that are veteran players. You go into the offseason, and they've been a certain level of decent for you, even though your results have not been good. They were. I like Greenway, and Zucker has been good. You let them go, there's no guarantee you can replace them with commensurate guys. So you don't know in free agency. You're probably going to get worse and maybe, who knows, pay more if you go into the marketplace with the reputation they've got. Again, that doesn't absolve them of the responsibility they have in creating the reputation in the first place, but he's got to work with what he can work with. And so I understand keeping those guys.
Thank you, Frank. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll analyze this some more once Paul Hamilton joins the show at 6. The Sabres are in Utah for a game against Utah, which is going to start at 9 with pregame at 8. See how nice,
good job,
how benevolent
good
I can
job,
be?
Good job getting through that.
How benevolent I can be sometimes. But, you know, that can change right back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.